Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
President Obama has asked the Congressional Bipartisan Super Committee to fashion legislation to cut our national debt by $3 trillion over the next 10 years. As part of that plan, the Department of Agriculture is asked to slash spending by $33 billion over that time frame. When you look at some of the details of the administration's recommendations, you can't help but notice that all of the ag cuts are coming out of the farm side of USDA. This focus on the farming side jumps out, considering the fact that 80% of USDA spending is for food and nutrition programs, not farm programs. We have 45 million people on food stamps. We have growing fraud problems in those programs. We could use more investigation and oversight to save some money there. But the big money savings is in the president's plan to cut $30 billion of direct farm payments. I don't have a problem with cutting direct farm payments. They cannot be justified any longer. Farmers do not have to do anything to get the money. It's automatic depending on crop acres. I think direct payments should be eliminated. The administration plans to take a big chunk out of crop insurance, as much as $8 billion. No doubt about it, farm programs will take a big hit across the board. I expect that some kind of crop insurance may be about the last bit of safety net that agriculture will be able to save. A crop insurance cut is hard to justify under today's conditions. The president does not target the Conservation Reserve Program to save money. He should. If we are worried about producing enough food for a hungry world, then take a look. We have 30 million acres in the Conservation Reserve Program. Half of those acres, 15 million, could come out of the reserve and be put into crops without really doing any serious harm to land conservation. That could save a big chunk of money. I'm a big supporter of conservation. The Conservation Reserve Program was started when I was Secretary of Agriculture, but the time has come to pare it back. Although the farming industry has become accustomed over time to these old farm programs, these are different times today. Net farm income this year has jumped 24% to a record $100 billion plus. Crop receipts are up 19%. Livestock receipts up 16%. The public press is hammering us to cut back farm subsidies. If there ever was a time for reform, this is it. My final observation is, don't get too concerned about all of this. We don't know if the special committee will get anything done at all. And if it does, we don't know what it'll do. Until next week, I am John Block speaking to you today from Providence, Rhode Island, by phone. Have a good week.
In the rain, as we kiss.